What's up, guys? Let me do that again.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Nick Hill, and I'm back from a break.
I wasn't gonna do this, but because I've took a break from Into the Muse to focus on my music career, as well after doing some other stuff that I've been busy with, some other projects that's been in development. But as the new year started, like today, I just realized that shit is getting real in South Africa right now. And everyone has a lot of opinions about what's going on. I happen to have some inside information. Well, not inside information, but information that will soon come out in the mainstream media. I just happen to know about some stuff. Nothing too seriously, nothing too big, not mind-blowing, but it's just news about the Parliament fire, as I am working on a promo for the SABC covering the Parliament fire, which will air on SABC News Channel 404 this week. Hopefully you'll be seeing it on air. But doing a promo like that, editing it and things, one needs to go and do their research on what's happening in the world, in South Africa, on the stories you're doing, the promos. And I've been noticing a lot of shit going on, and I have my opinions, like everyone else. I have some truths, like everyone else. It could not even be serious, but it's just my view. It might not be true, but it's true to you, like all opinions are. So, first of all, the Parliament fire. That was hectic, man. The way they covered it, or for someone to actually go get in there, light it on fire, a government building. This is White House down. I saw a meme with Ramaphosa and some other white guy who was supposed to be. So Ramaphosa was Obama's character, or the character that they base Obama on. Like, Jamie Foxx portrayed a black president, and then they had Channing Tatum doing the other one, being the bodyguard, the white bodyguard. Typical shit. They made another movie competing with this, which was Olympus Down. That franchise got more popular than the other. Anyway, what I'm saying is, this is the White House of South Africa. For someone to get in there, set a fire, and okay, he got caught. But, you know, that's just absurd. Security could even allow that to happen. Maybe they were sleeping. Maybe they were not. I want to get back on this very soon. Let me actually take a little break. I can play you one of my songs like a radio DJ, because I got some stuff to do, and I'll get back to you soon.
You know this is gonna be a classic. She stretches and I feel like I'm Mr. Fantastic. And damn, your ass be like Miss Elastics. I'm a fan of fast pussy rides, and it's incredible. All of these guys dug you, and it's not intentional. Why you like a drug? You like fentanyl. And the mask, envision her like an invisible woman. They say it's risible. Yes, they may rape her and let the master bait her. They like, she's fine, but she's mine. I take her to dine, but I'm so ambitious. It's time to shine, I want all of these bitches. But I'm a real man though, I can't go around and be a man ho. Don't call a hoe, don't call a hoe, no homo. But my bae is gay, she's a lesbian, and I'm a thespian. Take a reality check, this is perfect. Let's change the subject, this is my project. I took the same test, I got logic out of this quiz. We can all get depressed, it's not a reason to be oppressed. We all know the GRC never got anyone to confess. This ain't truth, it's a view, take no offense. Back on the mattress, it's a mistress. Me and death are friends, death. shit, I mentioned she's on my bed. Used to be in detention like Parker with no net. And it's like I'm another dimension. Watch what you mention, be a motherfucker with no head. Back to the girl, she's a lesbian. She's a lesbian, I'm a lesbian. We do war play, we do cosplay. We do Marvel shit, we do fantasy shit. We do Alice in Wonderland shit. Oh, oh, get an anime girl, get an anime girl. Make a twirl, make a twirl. She's the one who's in demand. Does she know who I am? Do I have stands calling people as? She says I am her man. I just want best African. Don't you understand? I act, it's a fact. This was a game I was playing with nothing to lose and everything to gain. Like Walter White, I won. Like Gandalf, I was reborn. Write a letter to a later me, so I'm not torn. Right now it's cheers, the face of freaking beers. Too late, age of 22, the year of the greatest ever. But watch how you celebrate. If they don't understand, they fear. You know your fate, hold on and steer. Shut them gates, they may try to take everything that you hold dear. But they won't, cause I'm at the top, the gun. You won't stop the fun. I'm not a one and done. I'm just jogging, I never even started to run. And I'm talking while I'm walking. Caught in the storm, I'm Thor, they love. And I bring the thunder, the world I'm shocking. Visionaire like Hawking. Visions of a billionaire that they are stalking. They stick it through my phone, not talking. They are stalking my IG page. The 5G age, my IG page. Get 5G age, time I get Marvel paid. Go to Hollywood, meet way down the vent. Anime girl, make a twirl, twirl. Make a twirl, 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 twirl. Twirl it, twirl it, twirl it. Twirl it, twirl it, twirl it. Twirl it, twirl it, twirl it. And twirl it, twirl it, twirl it. Get an anime girl, get an anime girl. Do Lucy, she's in the sky like the diamond shit. She's in the man, she's in the man, she's in the man. When people ask, when people ask, she says I'm a man, she says I'm a man, I find it mad.
So guys, that was my latest song that I just put out, Anime Girl. It's on Apple Music and all streaming platforms, you can check that out. I'll drop a link in the bio. So back with what was happening. Sorry, I just had to go out, sort of stuff with that Parliament promo. But now I'm back. I'll come back on the Parliament fire guy. But anyway, the other case, or the other big thing that happened this week. A lot of big things happened this week. So one of the other things that happened, let me say as per se. One of the things that happened was, in Bloemfontein, someone was trying to go into the airport with a grenade. Yep, you heard me, a grenade. But, however, sorry, I just got a text from my boss. Let me just get to that quick. Alright, so word is good with that Parliament promo. I can proceed with that. Anyway, what was I was saying that in Bloemfontein, someone had a grenade. A hand grenade, right? But this hand grenade was inactive. And they pulled him over, I think they, because he had to have permission or something, some paperwork to actually go through the, to go wherever he wanted to go. I don't know where he was traveling to, but he needed that paperwork. And he didn't have it. And that was just created a big thing, because you're not allowed to say bombs at airports. That's a B word, that's not allowed. You're not allowed to say bombs. You can be arrested for that, I'm sure. Now, this man had a hand grenade in the airport in Bloemfontein. That's in the Free State. That is crazy. That is crazy. On the same day, a man broke in with a hammer. He broke into the Constitutional Court of South Africa in Bloemfontein. Let me just say, Bloemfontein this year has been pretty clean. It's normally packed because it's just next to the Joburg CBD. So people probably escape from there and then go do their crimes in that area. Because Bram is like the student area right next to the towns where it's like people walking over each other. It's hectic there. It's scary there. I don't want to go there. I don't like going there. I've been there. Don't want to go there. Do not recommend it if you're an outsider. It's like the hood, except you don't know who's going to stab you. They're going to come from every angle. Or just like stab, stab, stab. You're dead. So, foreigners listening to this, if you come to South Africa, don't go to Joburg CBD. Unless you want to be mugged, pickpocketed, robbed, killed. I have a funny story which happened in Brom one day, but I'm not going to discuss it now. I'm going to be an off topic. What I was saying, though, was someone broke into Concord. Well, there's no gates and stuff, apparently. There's just security there, but people pass it by. No one would expect someone would do this. So he took a hammer and broke the window of the Constitutional Court. The security came. They told him to stop. From sources that I've heard, he carried on. He heard them. He understood them. And he carried on breaking the window. It was broken. So they shot him. That's what I heard. And arrested him. Today I watched, he was in court. Had his backpack. Who knows, maybe he was homeless. He looked homeless. Even the fire guy looked homeless. Is it all connected? Who knows? Anyway, so what I think, I was speaking to people, they say that maybe he's homeless. He wants to go back to prison because he's on parole. So what he did was, what's the easiest way to go back to prison? I'm going to take a hammer, go to Constitutional Court, quick, and now he's back, ready. He's not guilty. And he's back, I don't know, I think he's in a holding cell. So the NPA, the National Prosecuting Authorities in South Africa, are now talking on TV saying that they're still going to investigate because, you know, they have to do their job, obviously. And other than, like, it's obvious that he did it, but you never know because shit is really going down. Apparently, some former, I don't know if he's former or current security guy, head of security in South Africa, has a high position or had a high position, said that if you predict what's going to happen this year with politics and stuff, people are really angry and you can expect assassinations. It really started last year with some mayor being assassinated. The truth is, the youth, people in South Africa, are angry. The youth, the unemployed, they're angry. The young, especially, people my age. And I understand that a little bit because for a long time I was unemployed. No job, nothing. Applied every day, but nothing would come through. So I know where that stems from, where that is. The old people, no offense, respect to those who deserve it. But old people in South Africa tend to hold into powerful position, hold it onto what they have. Do not judge them. I do not judge them. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just how it is. And the young people are angry because they feel that they could do a better job. And who knows? Maybe they could. You have untapped potential, but if you're not open to finding out what's happening, whether they have the skills or not, you're never going to find out. And maybe if they cooperated, the old people could give the young people their knowledge, the young people could take that too, because they have the inner energy and stuff to get stuff done. They have time, they have want to make a better future for themselves, maybe they could. But if the opportunity is not given to you, you're not going to be doing anything. That causes frustration. And young people, some people, let me not just say young people, some people expected those new elections that happened last year, that election is going to bring change. And it never really. Maybe give them time, but time is all we've been giving politicians, sadly. But give them the time. Maybe, you know, something's going to happen. But this new, the problem is, people in charge, the ANC, or the constitution, the government, whatever you call it, do not know the terms. Maybe they did it to themselves. I mean, there's so many opposition parties that you don't know who did this, if it's coming from another party. Theories are that it could be connected, one big syndicate, all happening right now in South Africa. Maybe it's different ones. Anyway, I'm gonna take a little break and then we can talk about what else I know, which is gonna come up eventually. And I don't think I'm spoiling anything. I'm not saying it's certified, classified, or verified yet, but it's just a rumor as per se. I'll say that after the break. Okay. So, time for the big reveal. A man broke into Parliament. The man was arrested. There was a lot of misinformation surrounding what happened, as things tend to happen. Fake news, all of that. People are crazy. They have their views, respect their opinions. One lady in particular I saw, she was crazy. Does she have a point? Maybe, but she sounds crazy. It's how you interpret it. She was confused by the misinformation. She thought that the guy who broke in was two guys. There are two people. And she said that's why this whole thing is a joke. Everything in Parliament is a joke. Why did she say that? Because there was misinformation. No one knows the correct age. Some people said he was 48, others said he was 51. She thought one person was 51, the other person was 48. She thought there's two people. What she said next was kind of crazy, kind of funny too. She said Parliament's a joke. And she knows that because God answered her prayers. She said two years ago, she prayed that there's no alcohol. And the Lord delivered. Because COVID happened and there's an alcohol ban, prohibition. What did that solve? Maybe there's less beatings in families and stuff. Yes. It also gave way for a new kind of prohibition in South Africa. Oros is what they called alcohol on Facebook. People selling it there. People sell it. Cigarettes, when it was illegal, people sold it. And you just made more illegals or criminals rich. Anyway, I thought she was drunk when she was speaking about that. She sounded really drunk. Like, only a drunk person would say such like that. But then she contradicted herself and contradicted what she was saying, her views, as we tend to do. Maybe she's just religious. And I can't judge that. Maybe she has a point. The Constitution's a joke. Who knows? Okay, that was total bullshit. I'm saying Constitution's not a joke. There's one person, not two. I can go into your story soon. But a lot of people do believe that everything's connected. They planned for this, like, maybe. But who is it? They've done it to themselves. Who is it? Is it many people? South Africa just crazy with a bunch of crimes? Who knows? Anyway, the person that they arrested, first of all, looked like a hobo. Remember when, like, at first I assumed that they just got any old guy. And they used him. The real culprits escaped, probably. And they got a guy off the streets, paid him to go on TV and speak. I mean, take the fall. Like when Kennedy was assassinated, they had that other guy who was a whackhead. Is that a lot of fingers point to that guy just being set up? has been done before. But then, the interesting thing happened. Some interesting facts came up. Or, let me not say facts, rumors. Apparently this man's hometown is in Mafeking. So a bunch of reporters went back to his hometown in Mafeking. Apparently this guy was a genius. But a genius to the point of insanity. And he was also an explosives expert. When I heard this, that first thing that it took me to, what it made me think about, was a Unabomber. For those of you who don't know the Unabomber, there's a documentary on it. I never watched it, but I heard lots of people talk about it, and I've watched some videos on the Unabomber. When he was like 5 years old, he was sick, and he was taken to hospital. The doctors isolated him for about 2 weeks when he was very young from his family. I have a dog, and he's a Siberian Husky. And we leave him alone at night. Those dogs always love energy. They love people being around him. When you're there with him, he falls off to sleep. When you're alone, he goes, he makes, he sings. Those dogs can sing. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, I hope this thing doesn't fuck up my dog. But when you take a person, a child, when they're very young, they're very crucial times in their development, and you do not raise them properly. We had another dog, Tyson. And my late great brother fucked that dog up. He's like, he made him into a real Mike Tyson. Because he was talking to the dog. They started wrestling with the dog, and the dog became wild and fucked up. Later on, I'm sure he probably bit someone later on after I left him. But this incident, taking this guy, the Unabomber, away from his family at a young age, his brother said that really fucked him up. Like, he'd go up to girls in his teens and ask them out, and when they rejected him, he'd like cuss out at them, calling them bitches, and get angry for no reason. And later on, I forgot the actual project, but it's a very famous thing, now infamous thing that happened in America, where universities experimented with LSD on volunteers. And the Unabomber and Charles Manson both happened to go through this, and later on in life, because of his geniusy and stuff, the Unabomber started going on, like, I'm not sure of this information, but just his backstory fascinates me. He started bombing places. Like this guy, this new guy, this guy in South Africa, he's a genius. Apparently, who knows, maybe he's also homeless. He left Mafeking and set Parliament on fire. The thing that makes me doubt this whole rumor is that, why did he set it on fire and not make it explode? If you're an explosives expert, aren't you going to make a building explode? Some say he was connected to military, and maybe he's backed by some spy organization trying to tear down the country from the inside. Rebuild, who knows? There's a whole bunch of shit happening. That's all I know about this. What do you guys think? You guys can let me know. Anyway, let me play you another song of mine. This one, I'll talk to you about my music soon on my YouTube, but this song is just an experimental song. I hope you guys like it. Maybe can lighten up your mood. But the song is, I'll let you guys hear it for yourselves. Respond to it in kind heart before it gets released. Respond to it honestly, please, in the comments. Oh, 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 oh. You're feeling low, low, low.
getting up that dojo. Let's go. Go work it out in the dojo. Dojo. Oh, oh. Who's that cat with all that mojo? Mojo. I'm acting like a monkey. Mojo, Jojo, Jojo. Put me on a podcast on Joe Rogan's show. Rich man, Scarface was dumb, man. I get nightmares about his downfall, cause I know how much he worked for getting up to the top. Worked hard to get at the top. I got a long way till I'm at the top, but I can still talk the talk. You know what I mean. I get these fans. How do I get these fans? I don't wanna perform at a show. No, no, I don't wanna perform at a show. I just like recording it in my own homemade studio. It's a car. I'm doing this in a car. Not even my car. It's my brother Laurel's car. It was stagnant, not working for a few days. These are my glory days. If these are my glory days, then I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. On my holy days, I need a holy ways. I need holy ways. I need something that pays. I'm getting paid now. Getting paid now. I'm like Superman. He's clocking, got a day job. I'm like Clark Kent, I'm like Steve Jobs, I'm like Jobs from the Bible. Man, I don't know, I think I'm primal. Look out for that song, that's a song I made that's called Primal. Man, I'm just a minimalist mammal. I'm a minimalist mammal. Doesn't take too much things to make me happy. Can't eat a crappy patty and still be like, oh Mancy, oh Mancy, I'm blind, I'm like the devil, dear devil. Fuck, I don't care if the devil knows me, the devil knows me, thinks I'm a playground. Man, does God know me? Does God know me? I'm just arrogant to think that God knows me, man. Like, how can God know me? I'm just a speck.
Yep, shit is definitely going down this year. They've kicked off South Africa's New Year with a bang. Bang, that's a big bang. Who knows what's going to unfold for the next few weeks, next month, the next year. Will we make it? I'm joking. Or am I? I'm kidding. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm going to be keeping you guys updated. I'm going to try to do this on a weekly basis. Views from the Muse, where I talk my two cents on what's happening in Mzansi, in the world, with me. Yeah, but South Africa is pretty crazy. crazy thing happened this morning. I happened to be in the Caltrain station in Bromfontein. Normally, when I travel in the Caltrain, there's always cops. Well, yeah. So, I can either be sitting next to cops, there's cops, or they're going somewhere, and then they patrol the areas wherever they go to. A few months ago, I was sitting at a big-ass cop. Oh, shit, he was scary. And, you know, you can't trust cops because a lot of them are corrupt. I'm not saying that just for the sake of it. I've seen it, witnessed it, but I'm not going to get into it. All I'm saying is that if I was a criminal or someone, I'd just be scared the shit out of myself. Like, if there was a rogue cop and he just wanted to lash out, I'd be dead. I'd just be sitting there, helpless. Like, this guy opposite me was looking at me, sweating. He's, like, fearing for his life. And it's just a weird thing that you don't really notice. But you have to think like another person in day-to-day life sometimes. Look at stuff in different perspectives. Everyone's perspective is different. What is their perspective? Put yourself in other shoes. That's what I try to do. So I try to put myself in a criminal's perspective, and I'll be shitting myself if I was that. But lucky I was clean, and that cop wasn't going to do shit to me. Because he had nothing to gain from it, obviously. Anyway, today when I was going up the escalators in Bromfontein, I noticed footprints, like bare feet footprints on the ground. And that set of footprints followed a path, like someone's running. I was like, whose feet are these? Shit is definitely going down. And boy, I was right. When I got up, yeah, so it looked like there was a chase scene. Like people were just running. So when I got up, I saw a whole bunch of cops, you know, circling, you know, standing in a circle, talking. Then I went there to call an Uber, as I often do. And then I heard someone there mention, they're like, is this the Rafiq brother? Or something like that, some brother. And I'm like, shitting myself, like, because Indians to other races look alike. All races to other races often look alike if you're not affiliated with them. Like, lots of people think Chinese people or Asian people all look alike. But once you get to know them, you can see they're not all alike. People think the same of Indians. But, like, one of my white friends met me and when I was going to college on the first day, and then he saw me again. Then we became best friends later on, or good friends. And he's like, there's this other Indian guy that I saw on the first day. I never know what happened to him. And I'm like, I was that Indian guy, dude. What the fuck? So I just went off topic there, but I forgot where I was going at. Yeah, that's why I was scared, like, maybe these cops suspect me. And people give me looks, like, maybe because I'm gymming, and I was, like, pumped. I just had my shake, so try to look a bit, like, don't fuck with me kind of look. But I'm, like, Clark Kent in real life. But for the streets, you need that look. And then when you in close areas, you need to be yourself, be calm. But you know when to turn it up, be a man, have balls, you know. Anyway, I was walking, and then when I got into my Uber, I saw two other cop cars. There always is like a chase scene sometimes there. There's always shit going down. Like, I saw a video last month. There's like armed robbery. That's just a daily thing in South Africa. It's a norm. In New York and lots of places around the world, that's a norm. But now they want to make up for 2 years of quarantining. Even the criminals are tired. But Bromfontein is a crazy, funny place. Like, once I almost got mugged. but I negotiated myself out of being mugged. So I was looking for something. Let's just say a bank. I was looking for a bank and I asked a car guard. I was going to give him something for showing me where it was because I was new to the area. So he took me. Then he was like, took me and then I'm like, what do you want? I'll give you a 20 rand. He's like, no, I could rob your phone. Could steal your phone. You have lots of things. But we were talking, we were conversating the whole time. I was learning about his story. I was a bit tipsy at the time, so I was talking in a colored accent for street cred rep, you know. So I'm like, yeah, man, how you doing, eh? I was like, in conversation like that, it's a funny thing. There's actually like a real thing that happened. I want to make it a sketch comedy thing, so I'm not going to be too funny here. I'm just going to tell the story. Views from the muse. Anyway, so he wanted to rob me. They're like, then he took out a knife. It was a Swiss Army knife, so by the time he took it out, it would take him time. I could beat him up. He was one guy, a beggar, not that much nutrition, probably doped up. I could take him on. Or I could run. Like, there's people around. I can outrun this guy. But I decided to talk to him, negotiate. I'm like, try to get inside his head. See what he's thinking. Maybe we can. Obviously, this guy is hungry. Or he wants something. And I want something too. So no need to rob me. He said, I like you, man. I like you. I don't want to rob you. But don't do this to me. Give me your phone. I'm like, nah, brah. You gonna do this to me? Gonna do me like that? And then he smiled. And I saw he had no teeth. And he's like, ah, damn. So I'm like, what do you want? So he said Mandrax. Apparently Mandrax is like Quaaludes. That's like the pharmaceutical South African version of it. I said, how much is that? And he said 50 rands. So I gave him 50 rands. I'm like, I need money for taxi, man. Like, I need change. Like, I gave you this. Now, what am I going to do? Even negotiated him into, like, giving me, like, a few of his own rands. I felt bad, but I also need to go home. Because I want to, like, get to where I wanted to go. To the bank. I know I sound really dodgy when I'm saying this, but anyway, I negotiated, compromised. That's how you need to do things in life, man. Take it easy. Help the other guy, even if he's a decent oak, just desperate. That's what you need to do. Now, I'm not saying I'm charitable and stuff. I was just trying to talk about crazy stories that happens in Bromfontein. And another thing that happened there. Now I'm going to get into the vaccine shit. Labeled an anti-vaxxer. You know, if I wanted to go to America and become an actor there, by now I'll probably ruin my chances because I'm like, so fuck you to what they accept as culture. As like, they'd cancel me if this was in America. Maybe in that regard, South Africa's a bit better. Like, we have other shit to deal with. We're grateful about lights. We're a country that's grateful for lights. And electricity, because we have power outages so much. So right now, I'm grateful that I can't post this when I can. Because I have Wi-Fi. Anyway, I'm not going to get into politics of being vax, anti-vax and shit. Because now it's come to the point where you're either vaxxer or anti-vaxxer. So I'm not going to speak about my status on that issue. But I want to talk about one of my friends who got vaccinated in Bromfontein. Now this guy doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he doesn't do none of that. Or at least that's what he said he did not do for that time period. He went and got his vaccine in Bromfontein. Apparently this guy was high for like 2 weeks. No intoxicants. That's what he claims to have said. He said, no, nothing. And he felt high for like 2 weeks. He was a bit nice at first, but then he's like, shit. And then he said, body parts started moving. Reminded me of that Nicki Minaj issue with that guy in Trinidad whose balls grew and shit like that. So he said some body parts was twitching. Now, I don't know, that's like conspiracy. Maybe it happened, who knows? But like, and that was Pfizer. So he's not going back for his second one. The thing with the Pfizer guy, like the CEO didn't even want to take the vaccine himself. So I'm just a bit hesitant on that. But I'm saying that it's Bromfontein. You don't know what you're getting there. They could have sold the vaccines, done what they want, inject you with something else, opium. Shit is just wild, guys. Look out for yourselves. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, until next time. It's your boy Nick Hale. Have a great week and stay safe. Yep, shit is definitely going down this year. They've kicked off South Africa's New Year with a bang. Bang, that's a big bang. Who knows what's going to unfold for the next few weeks, next month, the next year. Will we make it? I'm joking. Or am I? I'm kidding. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm going to keeping you guys updated. I'm gonna try to do this weekly basis, Views from the Muse, where I talk my two cents on what's happening in Mzansi, in the world, with me. Yeah, but South Africa is pretty crazy. A crazy thing happened this morning. I happened to be in the Gautrain station in Bromfontein. Normally when I travel on the Gautrain, there's always cops. Well, yeah. So I can either be sitting next to cops, there's cops, or they're going somewhere and then they patrol the areas wherever they go to. A few months ago I was sitting at a big ass cop. Oh shit, he was scary. And you know, you can't trust cops because a lot of them are corrupt. I'm not saying that just for the sake of it. I've seen it, witnessed it, but I'm not going to get into it. All I'm saying is that if I was a criminal or someone, I'd just be scared the shit out of myself. Like if I was a rogue cop and he just wanted to lash out, I'm dead. I'd just be sitting there helpless. Like this guy opposite me was looking at me swearing, he's like fearing for his life. And it's just a weird thing that you don't really notice, but you have to think like another person in day-to-day life sometimes. Look at stuff in different perspectives. Everyone's perspective is different. What is their perspectives? Put yourself in other shoes. That's what I try to do. So I try to put myself in a criminal's perspective, and I'll be shitting myself if it was that. But lucky I was clean, and that cop wasn't gonna do shit to me, because he had nothing to gain from it, obviously. Anyway, today when I was going up the escalators in Bromfontein, I noticed footprints, like bare feet footprints on the ground. That set of footprints followed a path, like someone's running. I was like, whose feet are these? Shit is definitely going down. And boy, I was right. When I got up, yeah, so it looked like it was a chase scene. Like people were just running. So when I got up, I saw a whole bunch of cops, you know, circling, you know, standing in a circle, talking. Then I went there to call an Uber, as I often do. And then I heard someone there mention, they're like, is this the Rafiq brother? Or something like that, some brother. And I'm like, shitting myself, like, because Indians to other races look alike. all races to other races often look alike if you're not affiliated with them. Like, lots of people think Chinese people or Asian people all look alike, but once you get to know them, you can see they're not all alike. People think the same of Indians. But, like, one of my white friends met me and when I was going to college on the first day, and then he saw me again. Then we became best friends later on, or good friends. And he's like, there's this other Indian guy that I saw on the first day. I never know what happened to him. And I'm like, I was that Indian guy, dude. What the fuck? So I just went off topic there, but I forgot where I was going at. Yeah, that's why I was scared, like, maybe these cops suspect me. And people give me looks, like, maybe because I'm gymming and I was, like, pumped. I just had my shake, so try to look a bit, like, don't fuck with me kind of look. I'm like Clark Kent in real life. But for the streets, you need that look. And then when you in close areas, you need to be yourself, be calm. But you know when to turn it up. Be a man, have balls, you know? Anyway, I was walking, and then when I got into my Uber, I saw two other cop cars. There always is like a chase scene sometimes there. There's always shit going down. Like, I saw a video last month, 2 months ago, probably, maybe last month. There's like an armed robbery. That's just a daily thing in South Africa. It's a norm. In New York and lots of places around the world, that's a norm. But now they want to make up for 2 years of quarantining. Even the criminals are tired. But Braamfontein is a crazy, funny place. Like, once I almost got mugged, but I negotiated myself out of being mugged. So I was looking for something. Let's just say a bank. I was looking for a bank and I asked a car guard. I was going to give him something for showing me where it was because I was new to the area. So he took me. Then he was like, took me, and then I'm like, what do you want? I'll give you a 20 rand. He's like, no, I could rob your phone. I could steal your phone. You have lots of things. But we were talking and conversating the whole time. I was learning about his story. I was a bit tipsy at the time, so I was talking in a colored accent for street cred, rip, you know. I'm like, yeah, man, how you doing, eh? I was like, in conversating like that, it's a funny thing. There's actually like a real thing that happened. I want to make it a sketch comedy thing, so I'm not going to be too funny. I'm just going to tell the story. Views from the muse. Anyway, so he wanted to rob me. They're like, then he took out a knife. It was a Swiss Army knife, so by the time he took it out, it would take time. I could beat him up. He was one guy, a beggar, not that much nutrition, probably doped up. I could take him on. Or I could run. Like, there's people around. I can outrun this guy. But I decided to talk to him, negotiate. I'm like, try to get inside his head. See what he's thinking. Maybe we can. Obviously, this guy is hungry. Or he wants something. And I want something too. So no need to rob me. He said, I like you, man. I like you. I don't want to rob you. But don't do this to me. Give me your phone. I'm like, nah, brah. You gonna do this to me? You gonna do me like that? And then he smiled. And I saw he had no teeth. And he's like, ah. Then so I'm like, what do you want? So he said Mandrax. Apparently Mandrax is like Quaaludes. But it's like the pharmaceutical South African version of it. I said, how much is that? And he said, 50 rands. So I gave him 50 rands. I'm like, I need money for taxi, man. Like, I need change. Like, I gave you this. Now what am I going to do? Even negotiated him into like giving me like a few of his own rands. I felt bad, but I also need to go home. Because I want to get to where I wanted to go. To to the bank. I know I sound really dodgy when I'm saying this, but anyway, I negotiate compromised. That's how you need to do things in life, man. Take it easy. Help the other guy, even if he's a decent oak, just desperate. That's what you need to do. Now, I'm not saying I'm charitable and stuff. I was just trying to talk about crazy stories that happens in Bramfontein. And another thing that happened there. Now I'm going to get into the vaccine shit. Labeled an anti-vaxxer. You know, if I wanted to go to America and become an actor there, by now I'll probably ruin my chances. Because I'm like, so fuck you to what they accept as culture. It's like, they'd cancel me if this was in America. Maybe in that regard, South Africa's a bit better. Like, we have other shit to deal with. We're grateful about lights. We're a country that's grateful for lights and electricity because we have power outages so much. So right now, I'm grateful that I can't post this when I can, because I have Wi-Fi. Anyway, I'm not going to get into politics of being vax, anti-vax and shit. Because now it's come to the point where you're either vaxxer or anti-vaxxer. So I'm not going to speak about my status on that issue. But I want to talk about one of my friends who got vaccinated in Bramfontein. Now, this guy doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he doesn't do none of that. Or at least that's what he said he did not do for that time period. He went and got his vaccine in Bramfontein. Apparently, this guy was high for like 2 weeks. No intoxicants. That's what he claims to have said. He said, no, nothing. And he felt high for like 2 weeks. It was a bit nice at first, but then he's like, shit. And then he said, body parts started moving. Reminded me of that Nicki Minaj issue with that guy in Trinidad whose balls grew and shit like that. So he said some body parts was twitching. No, I don't know, that's like conspiracy, maybe it happened, who knows, but like, that, like, and that was Pfizer, so you're not going back for your second one. The thing with the Pfizer guy, like, the CEO didn't even want to take the vaccine himself, so I'm just a bit hesitant on that, but I'm saying that, it's Bramfontein, you don't know what you're getting there. They could have sold the vaccines, done what they want, inject you with something else, opium. Shit is just wild, guys. Look out for yourselves. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, until next time. It's your boy Nick Hale. Have a great week and stay safe.